Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, who wants to host the 15-minute morning show podcast today? Raise your hand.
Oh,
that's a tall order.
Gandhi, do it. You're the first.
No, not it.
You said something first.
Go. Out of it.
Go.
All right.
COVID. COVID.
Oh my
COVID
God.
Jones. You
COVID
just
Jones.
Sprayed all of Tribeca with your COVID.
Does that mean that he, now that he piped up and said something, I can pass it on to him? And
isn't he supposed to do this when he sneezes? He did.
Yes.
This.
I did.
Oh,
this.
He sneezed right into that.
Yes,
microphone.
And now it's on his hands.
And now,
and
it's on
now
the board.
He's going to touch everything.
Can
yeah?
I just mm-hmm. say, as far as the COVID goes, remember when this whole thing started? And I think it was you, Elvis. You go, hey, it's just one of us is going to get it. Somebody's going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Scotty's spraying me.
Good.
What are you spraying him with?
Lysol.
Lysol.
Good job, Scotty.
But here we are, and it's 9 months later, and not one of us has.
And why would you say that in jinx?
Stop that!
Why would you do that?
I'm just saying, like, the odds are probably...
You know, I don't know. Well, my daughter had a little runny nose the other night. We had to get her a COVID test, so maybe I'm first.
To be fair, you may have had it and didn't know it.
Maybe.
Right. Have Diamond did have it.
Diamond had it.
Because she has the antibodies.
But I guarantee you, in this Zoom room right now, I bet you one of us has had it. Or we have carried it.
Yeah, we just don't know.
I'm betting. We just don't know.
It's scary not paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I have not had it. I've had two COVID tests and both times negative, but not in the last month.
I'm 90% sure I had it at the end of February, beginning of March.
Stop it.
What? That's what I was saying.
No, I had the flu. I had the flu really bad at the end of February, beginning of March, and that's before they were testing for it. So I think I had it.
Yeah.
I'm 12-0 on COVID tests. I'm
You've had 12 COVID tests?
Well, yeah, because Allie's going to work, and she works in a medical office, so she has to get it to work in the office. So I'm like, well, if you're getting one, I might as well get one by default. So, yeah. I mean, 12-0.
Damn, well, that's good.
Six.
My 9-year-old is much braver than I am. I don't want that thing in my nose.
Oh, God, it is. I
don't think it's nearly as bad as everyone says.
I thought it was awful. Froggy? I thought they were going to pull my eyeball out.
Oh, my goodness.
It does tickle your brain.
Danielle, have you gotten one?
No, I haven't gotten one.
Because I'm convinced that this is one of those men versus women things where men are being much more babyish about it than the women are, because all my girlfriends are like, yeah, I did it, no problem. When Brandon and I did it, he came out of that room like someone punched him in the face 7 times. I was like,
I really think it depends on who's administering it. There are different levels of jamming.
Yeah, there
are.
Different tests go deeper. I've done it twice. It didn't hurt me, but he went deep. But I'm just used to that, I guess.
You are.
I went to the CVS drive-thru, and I had to do it myself.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
They have that now.
That's not even kind of trustworthy, though, because people are never going to push it as far as it needs to go.
And that's the problem, they say, with doing it yourself, because everybody just does like a little swab around the edge of your nose, but you really got to get in and up there to really get the results you need.
Ugh.
Not all tests are that way. That's not true. They used to be, but there are tests where they just do an inner swab.
Yeah.
All right, else is going on? We can sit here and talk about COVID all fucking day. Can we talk about something other than COVID?
Did you find your sex list? We want the sex list.
Yeah, let's talk about the sex list. Here's the sex list. A survey reveals the sex habits of couples.
Okay.
Oh, guess who did it? The condom company, Durex, did it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Of course.
That makes sense.
Couples have revealed they have sex about 7 times a month on average. How are we doing with that?
Who's answering that first?
That'd be once
par for the course.
That's a little more than once a week, right?
That's almost twice a week.
Yeah, but let's call it twice a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know that our situation is different because Brandon and I don't see each other all the time, but we are way above that.
You've also only been dating for like a year and a half.
Two.
A third of those polled say they don't like to openly discuss the subject of sex with partners. It takes 5 months together before they bring it up.
Oh. Wait.
Huh? Oh, what do you mean? Like, when are we going to do it?
Like sex. Oh. Just talking about sex. 20% report that they don't bring up sex at all during a relationship. At all.
What?
Wow. That seems unhealthy.
They just do it.
Okay.
Why is it unhealthy? If you're doing it, why do you have to talk about it?
Yeah, you don't have to talk about it.
True. Just do it.
Sure, but I mean, what if maybe one person likes something or doesn't like something? What if they are on different pages about how much they want to do it or what time of the day they want to do it or all kinds of stuff? I mean, everyone's different.
But I have to also say, like, our hours kind of messed that up a little bit because it's partially my fault. I go to bed at like 9 o'clock, 9:15 every night. So, you know, my wife is still wrestling with the kids at that time. So I have one opportunity a week, Saturday night. That's it. That's my only opportunity. So if I miss that opportunity, you know, then it could go for a couple of weeks.
Get it in and get it done, right, Scotty?
That's right.
Wow.
You know, backing up just an inch, there are a lot of people who just don't like to talk about sex. They just don't. Mm-hmm. And they're not like us because we talk about anything and everything because we don't have a filter.
Right.
We talk about things that we shouldn't talk about sometimes in life, right?
Yeah.
But don't you think it's better to talk about it? Because if you learn about something that your significant other doesn't like in the middle of it, it kind of just like ruins the mood, you know? I think when someone goes, no, don't do that.
No, I agree with that. But I'm saying a lot of people don't. There's a lot of people there that just go, ooh, let's turn off the lights and pretend it didn't happen and get it over with. They enjoy it. You know they loved it. They wouldn't have done it. They loved it, but they're like, okay, what now? Next.
They're embarrassed. I think there's something kind of cute about the naivete, about like, okay, we had sex.
I don't know any of those people. I need more of them in my life.
Everybody I know just like us.
Yeah.
Blurts it all right out.
Exactly. I know.
But like our parents would be like, oh no, we didn't have sex. I'm like, well, how did we get here then?
They
like,
didn't. I mean, that's gross. Parents don't have sex.
My mom
they
told
do.
Me.
They do.
No, my mom told me it was the Immaculate Conception. That's what my mom
She's a liar.
Told me.
Every time my dad jokes about it, I cringe. I don't even want to hear a joke about him and my mom.
They did it too. That's how you got here.
I understand that, but they were much younger and better looking then.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Your mom's very good looking.
Well, I always said that if I happened to stumble across a video of them from back in the day, I'd probably watch it for just a little bit.
Daddy.
I wouldn't be like, Scotty. I wouldn't be like, no.
Come on, Scott, really? What? I mean,
Scotty was holding the camera.
What? So you're saying you're more scared of blood than watching your own parents do it?
Yes. I'll pass out from blood.
Oh, what happens if you see it both at the same time? Your parents having bloody sex.
Jesus Christ, that's so gross.
Let me put that in your head. Think about that one for a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Sweating.
I know, Scotty's perviness just got him today. He's done.
All right, Gandhi, you're still hosting. What now?
Oh, I would like to pass my hosting on to Scary because he sneezed into the microphone and contaminated it, and he needs to make it up to all of us.
Is this like that? Are we passing around the hosting stick?
Why? Yes, like popcorn.
Yeah.
Why are you passing this to me? I have nothing to say right now.
I know. That was why.
You know, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Nate, you got something?
Pass.
Go to Brody. Well, host the show. Go.
I know you're never lacking.
Well, first of all, what's behind you today?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. My shelf has a sponsor today. It's sponsored by Noble Dog Food and Guardian Dog Food, which, as you can see, my dogs love. Look at that.
Aww. My dogs love that stuff, too.
It's commercial.
It's 100% natural ingredients, and they even have vegan treats.
Yep.
Find it all out at Guardian Pet Foods.
Wow.
So, yeah,
they're
sponsoring today, and the dogs love it. Anyway. Yeah.
Sounds like Brody just got paid for that.
Yeah, did you just get paid for that?
No, my dog. Look, my dog. Look at this.
Hey,
Brody.
He did.
Brody, you can also go to NOBLfoods.com as well.
That's correct. You can. Thank you, Froggy.
Wait, are you both? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Are you both being paid by Noble Pet Foods?
I can't speak for Froggy.
It's a yes or no question.
I can't speak for Brody.
Paid.
You dirty rats.
I need a yes or no. I need no. Brody, yes or no?
Well, they
you sponsoring... have to disclose if they're a sponsor. You have to.
Yes, they are a sponsor for me for Instagram, but since we're having a conversation, you said to put something on my shelf, so I put something on my shelf.
Okay, no, as long as you disclose it. Froggy, yes. are they a partner of yours?
They are a sponsor of Rocky and Rex, and they both like NOBLfoods.com. They think it's great.
Oh, my God. Dude, yeah. You guys, I have totally missed. I am missing out on all of this.
Dude, I don't get a dog.
No, seriously.
No, we told you no.
I don't do sponsorships for any of my stuff online. None of it. I'm missing out. I could be making a lot of money.
You are.
Well, one of my, as you know, my oldest daughter is a vegan. She just got a puppy.
So does she eat the dog food?
The dog only eats vegan food. So thanks to Guardian Foods, look, we have vegan food.
Okay. I think you've given them enough.
I do have
a
topic, though.
Oh, my God.
I do have a topic I need help with.
Okay, what?
So my wife and I still have the silverware we got when we got married, right?
It's
the everyday wear. But over the course of the last, number of years, the kids have thrown out accidentally all the little forks and spoons. And so I've been looking online for, 7 or 8 years. It's discontinued. And I finally on eBay found someone who's selling a full set of our silverware. But it's used. It comes in the original box and everything, the wood box. I said we should get it because you can sterilize it. And she said, no, I'm not using somebody else's silverware. I pointed out we do in restaurants all the time.
Yeah.
Back when we used to go to restaurants. What's the difference? So would you buy used silverware?
Yes. No.
Probably
I'm with her. No way. I feel the same way. I wouldn't buy someone's used crap, but then I do realize that I use it other places. But it's a head game.
Yeah, if Brody, you just got paid from Noble Foods. Go out and buy some new silverware.
Yeah, you can afford it. You wash it. It's good. It's not like you're buying someone's underwear.
Right. I pointed out we drink out of terrible glasses at bars. They've been used by every skell. Why can't we use silverware that we put in the dishwasher?
Good point. But you know what? There's another point here is that we have this argument in my house all the time. So for our wedding, we also got silverware that we use every day, and it was an 8 place setting. For some reason, we only have 5 forks left. Like, where the fuck did 3 forks go? Like
garbage.
Kids. Yeah, you throw them away.
When, garbage.
When you're cleaning the kitchen and you throw things away, and they end up like burying it in our food that you're throwing away. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
I just can't understand how that happens.
If I'm eating takeout or if I have anything to go, I put my fork in there and I eat it, and then I put it back in the fridge, and then when I'm like, oh, I'm not going to eat that, I just chuck it.
I do think that silverware is more intimate because it's going into your mouth than, let's say,
well, then do you take your own silverware to a restaurant, Scary? Because you go to restaurants more than all of us right now. Do you take your own? Do you take your own?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why it's different for me.
So I got to be honest. The used silverware that Brody's buying has been used a lot less than the silverware you're using in restaurants.
Right. Yep.
It's only been in a family full of mouths, not a whole world full of mouths.
Exactly.
I think you can like throw it into bleach or do whatever you need to do. Yeah. Maybe some acid. I don't know. It'll be fine.
You know, we see it in hotel rooms when they go in with the dark light. They never show what utensils look like with a dark light. I would be curious to see.
Because they're not hanging out in the room.
Yeah.
That remote's disgusting. I'd be curious to see what...
Well, I know, but wait a minute. So that dark light, what is it? It shows up like semen? What else?
Yeah.
Well, I think it shows up like bodily fluid.
How do you get
in
semen
general,
on a
right?
fork?
So if there was even a...
Well, I'll show you later.
You should use a spoon to get every drop.
If there was a murder, I think the light shows it too, right? Like all the blood.
Yeah, I think even like old blood stains that have been removed, like all kinds of stuff. If it's
so
a fluid,
like bodily fluid. So you're going to find blood on your forks? This is a disgusting conversation, by the way.
Remember when we had the conversation about hotel rooms? And who was it?
Scary.
B? Was it you or Scary?
Scary said people jerk off on the curtains.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I said that.
Who said that?
I believe I said
Scary
don't go near the curtains or the duvet covers because they never change or wash those.
Scary.
But if people are looking out the window trying to be kinky and do it, they might wipe themselves up afterwards
on a curtain?
On the curtains. So don't go near the curtains.
Oh, who wipes their dick on a curtain?
I can't.
Really scary.
Like, get a towel.
Scotty.
I like to use blinds.
You make that sound?
There's no jizz on the curtain.
This is the new hashtag, dick curtain.
Oh, that sounds like a sports guy's name. Tonight's sports with dick curtain.
Were we in Atlantic City, Scary, and I went to your hotel room, and you're like... And I go to look at your view from the window, and you're like, oh, back away from the curtains.
That's right. True story. I have a fear of hotel room curtains because they're put up there when the hotel is built, and they never get changed
Scary,
for years.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm assuming they're supposed to go in and steam them from time to time.
They don't do that shit.
Because, you know, look out for that guy. He's the mad hotel curtain comer. He's
Scary. You're only in the hotel for an hour on average.
I just have a whole different thought now of Scary in hotel rooms. Just like,
even if they touch them,
everywhere.
Their dirty, filthy hands are going all over the curtains, and they never get washed, ever.
But Scary, you did say, quote, the curtains in hotel rooms are loaded with semen. That's what you said.
That's
true.
What I said.
Yeah. What about the headboard, Scary?
I went fishing with my dad one time, and he's like renowned for finding like motels that are so ridiculously cheap. We stayed in this motel one time. I don't think they had ever changed the sheets, much less the curtains.
Cardboard.
And it was $17 a night. He was so proud that it was $17 a night for a motel room.
God.
But I was going to, when we left, I was going to write a note and put it in the bed sheets. And the note would have said, if you're finding this note, they didn't change the sheets.
You should have done that.
I'm convinced they didn't change
the sheets. And Scary, you should write a note, put it on the curtains. If you're blowing a load on this curtain, I was here before you.
Oh my God!
This is a disgusting, disgusting, disgusting.
You just said blow your load.
Can we label this one NSFW?
Yeah.
It has to be labeled NSFW.
I don't think I would like my children to be listening to this one.
Oh no, they need to know the truth about hotel curtains.
They could have ended up on hotel curtains instead. They're living beings.
What's that, Brody?
Does anyone else think Scary is the one who soiled the curtains and he's making it sound like he heard that thing?
Yeah, we don't hear the backstory where he heard it from.
Well, for a friend,
he definitely is. Overthinking the topic.
I'm not a curtain jerker.
Saw it in a meme.
I'm pretty. I bet people wipe their ass with the curtains too. Why not?
Oh, no.
Scotty's done it.
No, okay, just don't. I'm done. We're done. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody, goodbye.
What?
This is fucking awful.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.